All right, welcome back to Sports Central. We're going to talk some Penn State wrestling right now with our good buddy Nate Cobbler from the CDT, a longtime wrestling guest for us on the program. Really appreciate him taking a few minutes to join us. What's up, Cobbler? How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How you been?
Man, doing real well. Penn State with a 44-0 thrashing of Maryland last night to finish the regular season 6-0. Maryland's been shut out 5 times this year, which is they've got some issues. But Penn State 6-0. How good is this team top to bottom right now, Nate, as we get ready for the Big Ten Championships here in a week and a half?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on what lineup they stick out there. Kale surprised all of us in the media and I think the wrestling world last night by throwing a guy out there that was expected to be not wrestling this year, and Greg Kirklevit. And, he came out and he wrestled 2 matches, and they have a little bit of a rule this year where in order to be eligible for the national championships, you have to have at least 4 wrestling matches in your weight class there to be able to be eligible for like a wild card if you don't wrestle in your conference tournament and your team – your school doesn't put another representative at your weight class in the conference tournament. So, Kirklevit, he came out and wrestled last night. He got 2 matches. So, if they do decide to move forward with him, which that'd be crazy, it'd be crazy if they did. He gets 2 matches at the Big Tens. He should be then eligible for the NCAA championships, which will then just add to it. So, if their lineup is what they had out last night, which the only exception there was at 157 pounds. They usually have a guy in Brady Berge there, which I don't know if he – I don't think there's anything really wrong with him. I think they just gave a senior an opportunity to wrestle last night in the duel, being that it was senior night as well. So they have very good potential. Do they have enough to top a team like Iowa? I don't know. We'll see. Iowa has always been a good duel team, but they've kind of faltered when it's come to the postseason tournament, I guess you could say. So it's a possibility where Penn State could have 7-8 All-Americans. It's just going to come down to, will they have enough champions to gain all of those enough points to maybe surpass an Iowa team that, looks like they could have, 3 or 4, 5 finals.
So Nate Cobbler from CDT. It's interesting. So if these two teams wrestled in a dual meet, Iowa may have the upper hand is what you're saying. But in a tournament, you think Penn State could beat them. And why would that be? For folks out there that don't necessarily follow wrestling tremendously closely, why would Penn State maybe have more of an edge in an overall tournament?
Well, I mean, you look at it. Look at the March Madness, right? Look at college basketball. You're a big college basketball guy. There's more variables there. There's more teams involved when it comes to the tournament aspect. So you have more individual wrestlers involved that could pull off that Cinderella upset. Beat an Iowa guy that they're not supposed to beat. That where a Penn State guy that the possibility is still there. They could lose to a Cinderella, I guess you could say, but more often times than not, Penn State's guys have excelled so much when it comes to the postseason that you don't really see them falter. Now, could it be this year that's a possibility because there's a lot of freshmen in the lineup that'll get their first taste of college wrestling postseason? It's possible. But it's just there's more variables there. Like I said, again, you could compare it to the March Madness tournament where you have VMI or University of Maryland, Baltimore County that just made that big run last year or 2 years ago or whatever it was. So you just have those variables there that, those wrestlers for other teams that you'd be competing against get knocked down into the consolation brackets where your guys are still staying up top because they're not losing those matches that they should win. You know what I mean?
Yep, sure. Nate Cobbler from the CDT joining us. Who's been the 2 or 3 most impressive guys that, you got a long list when you're talking 7-8 All-Americans, and a lot has been written about Starace at 174 and his accomplishments. But who have been 2 or 3 guys that you would look at and say, that dude, he's going to be tough to beat?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the reigning Big Ten champ and Aaron Brooks at 184. He's been wrestling very well. all year long. There was a guy from Michigan in Miles Amin who was ranked number one at the weight class, but he has since he is a first come back, he's put on the pounds and he's up at 197. So you got a guy in Aaron Brooks who's ranked number two in the country right now, who is only behind, I believe, a guy from Virginia Tech and Hunter Boland. So, you know, those two haven't wrestled, and, you know, that's probably something we'll probably get to see at the NCAA championships here. But just the way Aaron Brooks is wrestling is just phenomenal. I mean, of course, you got a guy, Nick Lee, who's returning, has been, you know, dominant as well. You know, he's finished, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's finished fifth twice now at NCAA. So he's trying to, you know, kind of get that monkey off his back and climb even higher than where he's normally been finishing at in the NCAAs. So, I mean, you got those two guys there. I mean, you got to look at the only other, you know, non-underclassman in Roman Bravo Young. You know, he's a junior. You know, Nick Lee is a senior. And, you know, the other guys, they're all underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores, true freshmen, redshirt freshmen. So, you got to look at those three guys as it stands right now, just because they've had the experience in the postseason.
Nate Cobbler from the CDT joining us. How has the virus with the stop and start, the pause of team activity, how has all that impacted this team, this wrestling season, everything?
Well, I mean, you look at it, they had four or five duels that got postponed. They were able to reschedule a couple of them. They weren't able to get the ones at the beginning of the year rescheduled with Rutgers and Michigan State. And, of course, the big one with Iowa that we would have got to see, but it got postponed, and that's not going to be able to get rescheduled either. So, you know, it doesn't seem like it's affected them too much. I mean, at least it doesn't perceive to be that way. Kale always has his guys even keeled and, you know, always focused on the next task at hand. So it doesn't seem like it's affected them too much, but maybe it is, and they're just not showing it type thing. So, but I mean, the way they've come out and wrestled, you know, they were off for a long layoff there between their Northwestern and Indiana dual tri meet. So they wrestled, Wisconsin there in February. So, and they still came out, looked good. I mean, they were rusty. For wrestlers that haven't been on the mat all that long, you know, there was some things there that needed to be adjusted. But, you know, with the back-to-back duels here now, with Friday's win against Ohio State and then last night's win against Maryland, Joe Lee, who's a redshirt freshman at 165, he said they're all feeling very confident heading into the Big Ten championship. So that's probably not something you want to hear if you're other Big Ten schools, you know, Penn State's guys being very confident right now.
This came up on the show a couple weeks ago about 125. Why has Penn State had issues over the years at one specific weight like that? What's your take on that particular weight, and where is this team at 125?
You know, they've been saying it's the Nick Soriano curse for Penn State at 125, because he came in, he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Nico Megalou, who had just come off of winning his first and only national title in 2016. And then again, they expected Nick Soriano to kind of come in and keep that ball rolling at that weight class. And, you know, I mean, he fared well. He had that late injury in the year that kept him from wrestling in the postseason. And I don't know, there was some stories there where Soriano and his parents didn't necessarily agree with how Penn State was handling his injury status, and he thought he could wrestle in the postseason and things like that. But he ultimately transferred. You know, they got a guy, a highly touted guy in Brody Teske that came in from Iowa. He pulled him right out of the backyard of Iowa. You know, Iowa's backyard there, and he came in and he was dealing with some injuries, and you know, he never really got to see the mat. As little bit of time as he did, he wrestled in the Southern Scuffle as an unattached wrestler for Penn State, and he did well, handled his own, but it seemed like he may have retweaked an injury there. And then he just never really hit the mat too much either for Penn State. So he transferred out, and he's at Northern Iowa now, and he's doing extremely well there in Northern Iowa. So I think it's just been a thing where there's been something else out of their control that's kind of, been damning, I guess you could say, to keep them from being able to. The people were there to kind of keep the ball rolling, but something here or there happened that it didn't happen. So now fast forward to this year, they've got a guy by the name of, his real name is Robert Howard, but everybody really knows him as Robbie Howard, who was a 2018 Youth Olympic gold medalist. So far what he has done on the wrestling mat in the couple matches that we've been able to see him in, he's been very impressive. Took on a guy in Michigan, Jack Medley, who did really well, got his first ever win in his first college debut. Suffered a loss to a guy in Ohio State, Malik Heinzelman, on Friday there, but he was still there in the match. And then, of course, last night getting his first collegiate pin. Things are looking up. They have a guy there. And with this being a free year, you could say, nobody's losing their eligibility. It's a good experience here, as Roman Bravo Young said to us last night in the media after the wrestling match. It's a good experience here for these guys that, they don't have to worry about losing a year of eligibility, and they're still gaining this experience. So,
good stuff, buddy. Always appreciate the time, man. Nate Cobbler from the CDT. Thanks, dude.
All right, pal. See ya.
All right.